The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
There's no question that America has turned away from God. Yes, there are some true Christ followers left who sincerely love and seek the Lord with all their hearts, but their numbers are few, and Jesus said it would be this way. Matthew 7, "Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." What happened to our people, once grateful and devout followers of our Creator and Sustainer? Not only have they abandoned their reverence, awe, and faith in Almighty God, but for most Americans, God has become totally irrelevant in their daily lives. Some even openly mock, despise, and hate God, and those who faithfully follow Him. They see Christianity as a repressive religion, though they really know nothing at all about the Bible, God the Father, or Jesus Christ, our Savior, because no one has ever taught them. In 1904, Aleister Crowley, an English writer who was deeply involved in the occult, Satanism, and ritual magic ceremonies, wrote, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." This became a key point of doctrine when Anton LaVey founded the Church of Satan in 1966 in San Francisco. This satanic movement found a ready and willing following during this time of rebellion, hedonism, and debauchery here in the U.S. Our Supreme Court had just recently ruled that Bible reading and prayer would be prohibited in public schools. The Johnson Amendment had been in effect for a dozen years by this time, and pastors were already retreating from public discourse regarding politics and cultural issues. Meanwhile, the hippie and free love movements were starting, and young people, always the devil's targets, were ripe for this new permissive lifestyle. With pastors now afraid to preach the whole counsel of God for fear of losing their 501c3 status, there was little godly leadership for young people, with more questions than answers, and the lure of promiscuity and moral liberties became very enticing. Today, we regard that time as the good old days because most Americans still had a healthy fear of the Lord. Most families still attended church every week, and the line between right and wrong was still pretty clear to most, but the downward spiral had begun. America and Americans were not perfect in the 1950s and 60s, but we were still a Christian nation then. Unfortunately, today's pastors have become seeker-friendly people-pleasers, and our churches, once the foundation of morality in this nation, have become mere social clubs, salt with no savor, good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the feet of men. If you doubt that, look around and see just how important church is to most of your family, friends, and neighbors. Ask yourselves honestly just how important following Christ is today among couples, married or otherwise, families, and people young and old. I understand why the modern church has lost so much ground. I understand why Christianity is now viewed as being so irrelevant. The salt has lost its savor long ago. Those who might have become faithful followers of Christ were left as sheep without a shepherd, abandoned by those entrusted to teach them, disciple them, and train them up for the work of the ministry. Instead, young people spent 40 hours a week in the hands of godless public school curriculums and then given a picture of Noah's Ark to color in Sunday school 1 hour a week. As they grew older and joined the church youth group, they were given pizza parties, game nights, and various other kinds of entertainment, with a pinch of God talk thrown in. And as that was happening, God's book of history, prophecy, and basic instructions before leaving earth became a mere fairy tale to them. Parents also abandoned the faith, though they may have continued attending weekly services for the fellowship. And now we're several generations removed from those days when God was honored and revered in our nation. And as Christian leaders withdrew from politics, public policy, and cultural influence, Islam was more than willing to fill the void. And so it is that it's now become the number one religious influence in America today. Don't get me wrong, Islam is straight from the pits of hell, but Muslims take their faith seriously. It's more than just a social gathering. It's more than entertainment for them. They live their faith and others notice, especially our young people who can spot a phony a mile away. So if you're wondering why young people are abandoning Christianity in favor of Islam in America, there's your answer. Too often, professing Christians are fake, but Muslims are sincere and devout, even though they're sincerely wrong in following a demonic ideology. God has given them over. The modern American church, instead of standing firmly on the Word of God and Christians living holy, God-honoring lives, compromised long ago. You wonder why there's so much violence, so much sexual perversion, so much division and hatred. You need only look back to the time when our American churches made the conscious decision to compromise. Just a little leaven. And so here we are. Instead of godly teaching, the church shows entertainment. You can never out-entertain the world, and certainly God's church was never meant to be a place of entertainment, comfort, or worldly compromise. It would serve us well to remember God's Ten Commandments, which He wrote with His own finger on tablets of stone. The first being that we are to have no other gods before Him. The second, that we should not worship and serve idols. God gave us 10 rules to follow, and no one can argue the fact that if we did follow them, America would still have the blessings of God. Instead, we've thumbed our noses at God and His commandments, choosing instead, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." And so we have anarchy, lawlessness, madness, violence, child sacrifice, and sexual perversion like I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. We could easily learn the mercy and grace of our Heavenly Father if only we'd read one of those many Bibles that can be found in just about every home in America. But instead, we seek comfort, ease, entertainment, and idolatry. Colossians 3 tells us to put to death whatever earthly things remain in us and follow Christ. Verse 5 lists sexual immorality, impurity, passions, evil desires, and covetousness. All these are called idolatry. We've been so deceived and enticed away from the love of God by Satan and his demons. We didn't leave God kicking and screaming. We turned away willingly, trying to find fulfillment and happiness in worldly things. And in place of God, our lives are filled with so many idols. An idol, by the way, is anything that draws your heart, mind, and life away from God's word and truth. Anything that you get some perceived value or benefit from, but which captivates your soul and monopolizes your time and attention. A good example would be professional sports. Have you observed people at professional football games? They're absolute fanatics, willing to spend obscene amounts of money to attend a game, dress up, paint their faces, buy overpriced food and beverages, and pay whatever it costs to be there in person. Those who don't go there in person host extravagant parties every Sunday afternoon. They adorn their cars with their favorite team's logo. They fly the team flag. They curse and cheer as the game is played. It's highly emotional for them. I simply don't get it. It's not like they're on the team. They're simply captivated by this overhyped entertainment featuring millionaires playing on a field with a ball. For many Americans, it's all-consuming, modern-day bread and circuses. Other idols today include social media influencers who produce video content and earn money with every click they receive. Some of this content has some redeeming value and some is educational, but most is repulsive, just stupid. Some designed to tug at your emotions, but all of it is in vain, especially on platforms like TikTok. Others idolize political figures who tell them what they want to hear. And still others have Hollywood actors and musical performers that they idolize. Perhaps the most common and most dangerous idol in America today is the smartphone, that handy little slave tracker that monitors, tracks, and records everything you do every minute of the day. People go into panic mode if they forget to take their phone with them somewhere. Countless hours are wasted and forever lost as people scroll their phones, moving from one app to the next, one social media platform to the next. And of course, smartphones also offer every manner of pornographic content with just a few clicks of your fingers. What do you suppose these smartphones have done to relationships? I'm talking couples, children and parents and families. You wonder why kids today are so disobedient and disrespectful to their parents. Take away their smartphone or their video game and see how many seconds it takes before they go into full-blown panic mode. In most cases, the parents are just as addicted to theirs. Observe people out at a restaurant. Most can no longer even hold a conversation because they can't put their phones down long enough to even look at the person they're with. Other American idols include alcohol, drugs, expensive cars, jewelry, plastic surgeries, restaurants, lavish vacations, and homes they can't afford. Because this is what we've been taught to envy and covet, and then emulate. We've become so lazy, so lustful for entertainment, easy living, and food, that we've arrived at a place where we'll never be satisfied, never content, never happy in this life. As a nation, we've given away our souls to the American idols we revere. And those idols now reside in the place where God Almighty should occupy within our hearts. Now, I'm not saying that Christ followers should never have any fun, relaxation, or hobbies. But when we abandon our Creator, who's so greatly blessed us and sacrificed His only Son so that we can go and speak and commune directly with Him in favor of these tacky little trinkets, that is idolatry and the absolute height of vanity. Philippians 3:19 describes us well, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. As I close here with words from Galatians 5, I encourage you to sincerely look within your heart and see which American idols you have placed before God, and then remove them. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Americans today worship a lot of idols while ignoring and mocking God. Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how will they ever hear the good news if Christians aren't willing to tell it, and pastors remain focused on being well-liked and popular among the people for the entertainment and production value of their so-called worship services? Even church attendance can become an idol if God and all His truth is not welcome there. So get those American idols out of your life, whatever it takes. Set your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Amen. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 509.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.